Imagine opening your laptop, right? And you just type, build me an app that tracks my dog's daily walks.
Oh, and it maps the route too.
Exactly. It maps the route and it emails me a summary every Sunday. And then, like, the 10 seconds later, it's just live on the internet.
With zero coding. No
Yeah.
hunting for that, that one missing semicolon for 3 hours.
Right. Just your plain English intent turned into a functional working piece of software. Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here for this one.
Yeah, if you're catching up on the latest tech trends or prepping for a strategy meeting, or honestly, if you're just insanely curious about where the internet is heading in 2026, we are exploring a massive paradigm shift today.
A total game changer, yeah.
Our source material is this fascinating guide out of Hyderabad. It's from an organization called Vibe Coding Masters, written by a developer named Dinesh.
And it's titled, What is Vibe Coding? A Simple Beginner's Guide.
Right. And our mission today is to figure out if this whole no-code AI programming trend is actually the future of software development or just, another shiny industry buzzword.
Well, the term itself, vibe coding, it sounds almost completely antithetical to computer science.
It really does.
Because historically, computers demand absolute punishing precision, right? You are forced to speak the machine's language.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fundamental shift we're looking at here is a move from syntax to intent. The barrier to entry used to be your ability to memorize all those mechanical rules of a programming language.
Right. And now the machine is basically being forced to understand our natural language instead.
Exactly.
I think about it like trying to write a novel. But instead of focusing on the story and the characters, you are forced to spend 90% of your time studying the mechanical rules of grammar and punctuation.
Yeah, you get totally bogged
So you get
down.
so bogged down in the syntax that the creative intent just gets lost. Vibe coding strips all that away.
Yeah.
You're just telling the AI models, whether that's generating HTML, CSS, Python, or whatever, you're just telling them what you want to happen.
It completely reframes the user's role. And, looking at the landscape in 2026, this shift is entirely driven by market demand.
Oh, absolutely.
Businesses, startups, freelancers, they need to move at breakneck speed. We don't always have 6 months and a massive budget to hire an entire engineering team just to test out a simple idea or automate an internal workflow.
Yeah, it democratizes creation for anyone who has a solid idea but lacks a computer science degree.
It's a massive democratization.
Like a digital marketer can just spin up a custom lead generation tool
Yeah.
without waiting for the IT department. But having an intent or a vibe is really only half the battle.
Right.
If I sit down right now and just type, make my dog walking app, the computer doesn't magically know what colors I want, how the map should function, or where the data goes. We have to look at the actual workflow.
Yeah, how we make it possible. The guide from Hyderabad actually breaks this down into a really reliable five-step pattern.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's idea, prompt, AI output, refinement, and deployment.
So, idea prompt, output refinement, deployment.
Exactly. It sounds linear, but it's actually a highly iterative loop. You start with your idea, but the second step, the prompt, that's where the heavy lifting happens. You
Right.
have to provide super clear instructions to an AI tool, which then generates the output, which is the actual code.
And then comes the refinement stage, which I think is where the real vibe coding actually
Oh,
happens.
for sure.
Because you don't just take the first draft and publish it to the world. You look at what the AI built, you test it, and you push back. You say, it's like the map feature's too small, make it take up half the screen.
Yeah, or the submit button isn't working on mobile, fix the responsive design.
Exactly. It's a conversation.
You're managing the AI rather than writing the syntax yourself. But to do that effectively, you need an entire ecosystem of specialized tools.
Right, it's not just one magic app.
No, vibe coding isn't just opening one chat window and asking for a website. It requires a highly integrated toolkit to take that human intent and turn it into something executable.
So let's unpack that toolkit, because the source material lays out a very specific 2026 tech stack. Let's go back to that dog walking app. We'll call it Wag Tracker.
Love the name, Wag Tracker.
Thanks. So for Wag Tracker, I'm not just using a generic chatbot. At the foundational level, I'm using AI coding assistance. I might use, ChatGPT to brainstorm the overall logic and structure.
Right, the big picture.
Yeah, but then I'm moving into something like GitHub Copilot, which basically acts as an AI pair programmer, giving me real-time suggestions as I go.
And Copilot is fantastic for that continuous generation, but the environment where you actually build the app matters just as much.
Okay, where does the code live?
The guide highlights the cursor IBE, IDE stands for Integrated Development Environment, basically the workspace where your code lives. Cursor is an AI-first editor that makes context-aware smart edits.
I want to pause on context-aware because that is a huge distinction.
It really is.
Old-school autocomplete is just guessing your next word based on the sentence you're currently typing. But a context-aware editor like Cursor, it's like someone who has read your entire book, knows all your characters, understands the plot, and suggests a better ending for Chapter 10 based on what happens in Chapter 12.
That's a perfect analogy. It understands your entire project directory.
It's looking at everything.
It reads the relationships between your files. If you ask Cursor to add a new feature to WideTracker, it knows how that feature affects your database file, your user interface file, and your security settings, and it just updates them all simultaneously.
Wow. And once that code is generated, you need a place to run it, which is where tools like Riplet AI come into play.
Exactly, Riplet.
Riplet handles the deployment environment in the cloud, which is massive because historically, just setting up a local server on your own computer to test an app could take hours.
Oh, it was a nightmare. Downloading dependencies, configuring pathways.
Dealing with those frustrating error messages before you even wrote a single line of code, Riplet just bypasses all of that.
Yeah, you get an instant workspace right in the browser. But, you know, the ecosystem extends well beyond just writing and hosting code.
Right.
The source emphasizes no-code and automation tools as critical pillars of vibe coding. Like, if you want a polished user interface for WagTracker, but don't want to deal with generating thousands of lines of front-end code, you use visual builders.
Like Bubble or Webflow.
Exactly. Yeah. You just drag and drop the layout and let the platform handle the underlying code.
And to connect all these pieces together, you use workflow automation tools like Zapier.
Yes.
Because if you don't know what an API is, think of it as a digital waiter in a restaurant.
I love this analogy.
You are sitting at the table. That's your app. The kitchen is a completely different piece of software, maybe your email provider. You can't just walk into the kitchen and cook the food. You need the waiter, the API, to take your order to the kitchen and bring the finished dish back to your table.
Right.
So Zapier is essentially an army of digital waiters that connect your app to thousands of other services without you having to write the complex connection logic.
Yeah. That is a brilliant way to visualize it. So in the case of WagTracker, the AI generates a script that logs the dog's walking distance.
Right.
Then Zapier acts as the waiter, taking that logged data and carrying it over to your Gmail account to trigger that weekly Sunday summary email. You didn't write the email integration, you just vibed the connection into existence.
You vibed it. And for the heavy lifting behind the scenes, the guide points to Notion AI for planning out these complex execution workflows and platforms like Firebase for the backend.
Right, the databases.
Firebase handles the databases and user authentication. If you want people to create accounts and log into WagTracker, Firebase basically acts as the bouncer at the club, checking IDs and keeping unauthorized people out of the database.
Again, without you having to code a security system from scratch.
Exactly.
When you look at this entire assembly line, ChatGPT for logic, Cursor for context-aware editing, Riplet for cloud hosting, Webflow for design, Zapier for connecting services, and Firebase for data storage, you realize vibe coding is really about orchestrating an orchestra of AI agents.
It sounds like an absolute superpower. Like you can build a fully functional, multi-tiered application in a single afternoon.
You really can.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture, no technology is flawless. If I'm building an app in 4 hours that used to take an engineering team 4 weeks, there has to be a catch.
There is always a catch. And the Hyderabad guide is remarkably transparent about the limitations.
Okay, what's the biggest one?
The most glaring drawback is the lack of deep control. When you ask an AI to generate hundreds of lines of code based on a prompt, the result is often unoptimized.
Well, unoptimized how?
It might use more memory than necessary, run slower than it should, or just include redundant logic.
Ah, I see. It's like buying a beautiful, fully furnished house at a massive discount.
Yeah.
You walk in, the furniture is gorgeous, the paint is perfect, it looks exactly like what you asked for. But you have absolutely no idea what the electrical wiring behind the drywall looks like. You don't know if the plumbing is up to code. It works perfectly fine when you turn on one lamp. But the moment you try to plug in a heavy appliance, or in software terms, the moment you try to scale your app to thousands of users, the wiring shorts out and the whole house catches fire.
And the worst part is you won't know how to put the fire out because you didn't build the house.
Wow. Yeah, that's terrifying.
The guide explicitly warns that vibe coding is not suitable for large-scale enterprise systems. If you are building, say, global banking infrastructure or a healthcare database with strict compliance regulations, you cannot rely on AI-generated black box code.
No way. There are massive security vulnerabilities if you don't know what the AI actually put in the back end.
Exactly.
But even on a smaller scale, this leads to what the source identifies as a major danger to beginners.
Yeah.
Vibe coding gives you this immediate gratification. It spits out working code without explaining the underlying logic.
Yeah, it creates a false sense of mastery. It feels like you're learning to build software, but you are essentially just copy-pasting magic spells that you don't understand.
Magic spells, that's exactly what it is.
And in software development, code inevitably breaks. Always. An API gets updated, a browser changes its standards, or a user inputs something totally unexpected.
Right.
When that happens, the beginner is stranded. They completely lack the foundational knowledge to debug the system.
You are entirely at the mercy of the machine. And more specifically, you are at the mercy of your prompt.
Yes.
The text stresses that if your prompt is vague or structurally messy, the output will be a total disaster. You can't just type, make WagTracker good, and expect a functional product.
Which is the perfect pivot to the practical application of all this. Knowing the traps, the unoptimized code, the security risks, the learning illusion, how do you actually navigate this workflow effectively?
Right. How do you avoid the pitfalls? The guide outlines several critical mistakes to avoid.
The first is vague instructions, which we just covered.
And the second mistake is skipping testing before deployment. Because it's so easy to generate code, there's this massive temptation to just push it live immediately.
Oh, it's so tempting.
But the guide warns that skipping testing causes immediate bugs, and it opens you up to those security flaws we talked about.
Yeah.
You have to test the wiring in that furnished house before you move your family in.
You really do. And the third mistake highlighted in the text is actually the most revealing. The guide explicitly warns against ignoring basic programming concepts.
Okay, wait.
It lists things like variables, loops, and APIs.
This is where we hit a massive paradox in the source material. Because vibe coding is pitched to the world as no-code AI programming, designed for non-developers.
Right.
But the guide is telling us that to actually be good at it, to get usable results, mm-hmm. you still need to learn basic programming logic.
It is the ultimate irony of the no-code movement. You don't need to know the syntax. You don't need to know where the semicolons or the brackets go in Python versus JavaScript.
Okay.
But you absolutely must understand computational thinking.
Let's define computational thinking for the listener, because I think it's the key to making this whole thing work.
Go for it.
Computational thinking means understanding the sequential logic a computer needs to complete a task. Take a user login page, for example.
Great example.
A non-technical person might just prompt the AI. Make a login screen. But a vibe coder with computational thinking knows that the login screen isn't just a visual box.
Right. They know the invisible steps required.
Exactly. They know they need to ask the AI to create a database table to store the passwords. They know they need to ask the AI to encrypt those passwords so they aren't stored as plain text.
Yes.
They know they need to establish a system that checks the user's input against the database, and they need to prompt the AI to generate specific error messages if the password is wrong or the account doesn't exist. If you don't know those steps exist, you can't prompt the AI to build them.
You just can't. You also have to understand the fundamental building blocks, like variables and loops.
Break those down for us.
Sure. To use your WagTracker app as an example, a variable is just a labeled box that stores information. You need to know to ask the AI to create a variable for dog's name and a variable for distance walked.
Okay, that makes sense.
And a loop is a mechanism for doing a repetitive task automatically. You need to understand loop logic to tell the AI, hey, every Sunday at 8 a.m., loop through all the distances walked this week, add them up, and send an email.
So you are still the architect. You aren't laying the bricks, mixing the mortar, or swinging the hammer. But you have to know that a house requires a foundation before you build the roof.
Precisely. The AI doesn't know your business logic. It only executes your instructions.
And that reality ties directly into the practice of continuous iteration.
Mm-hmm.
The guide insists that vibe coding is a cyclical process. You break complex projects down into smaller, digestible tasks.
Right. Instead of prompting make a site, you write a highly structured instruction.
Like what?
Like create a responsive landing page with a contact form using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Include a variable to store the user's email, and use an API to send that email to my inbox.
Ah, so you give it the what, the how, and the specific tools to use. You set the parameters so the AI doesn't have to guess.
Exactly.
And when it gives you the output, you test it, you find the flaws, and you refine the prompt.
But if vibe coding still requires this level of computational thinking, and if it requires rigorous testing and continuous iteration, what is the actual impact on the tech industry?
Yeah, does this speed up development enough to threaten traditional software engineering jobs?
The guide actually tackles this directly in its FAQ section, and the answer is a definitive no. It won't replace developers.
Okay, so traditional programming is not going anywhere.
Definitely not. Complex systems, legacy enterprise software, highly secure government databases, those require strict architectural oversight that AI simply cannot be trusted with right now.
Right, the wiring issue.
Exactly. But vibe coding completely changes the day-to-day workflow of how developers operate.
How so?
It strips away the tedious, repetitive parts of the job. Instead of spending hours writing boilerplate code, you know, the standard repetitive setup code that every app needs, a developer can vibe code the foundation in 5 minutes.
And then spend their actual brain power solving the complex creative logic problems.
Yes, it makes development agile, experimental, and drastically more cost effective.
You can build, break, and rebuild a prototype in a single afternoon. The cost of experimentation basically drops to near zero.
It really does.
So what does this mean for you listening right now? Why does the 2026 tech trend from Vibe Coding Masters matter to your daily life?
It's a great question.
Because this applies to almost any digital workflow, regardless of your industry. If you are a startup founder trying to hack together a minimum viable product to show investors, you don't need a technical co-founder right away.
Nope.
If you are a digital marketer trying to build a custom funnel, or if you're just someone sitting in an office trying to automate a boring spreadsheet task that takes up 3 hours of your week, vibe coding is your shortcut.
It severely lowers the barrier between having a great idea and holding a working digital tool in your hands. You just have to be willing to learn how to speak clearly to the machine. You have to adopt that computational thinking.
Let's summarize the mission we set out on today. Vibe coding is a very real, very powerful evolution in software development. By shifting the focus from rigid syntax to human intent, it is unlocking creation for a massive new audience.
It really is.
Yes, it comes with real limitations. You cannot use it to scale enterprise software without running into unoptimized code or security risks. And it is absolutely a trap for beginners who rely on the instant gratification without learning how the underlying logic works.
The magic spells trap.
Exactly. Mm. But if you take the time to master prompt engineering, and if you cultivate that computational thinking, understanding variables, loops, and APIs, vibe coding gives you superpower level development speed.
It is a remarkable leap forward. But examining this entire ecosystem leaves us with a rather profound question to consider, something the guide implies but doesn't fully grapple with.
Oh, I'm ready. What is it?
Well, the AI models powering this entire movement are trained exclusively on human code that already exists. They remix what we have already built.
Right.
If our digital world is increasingly built by humans just describing their vibes to an AI, what happens to human innovation when our ideas hit the limits of the AI's imagination? If we stop writing the foundational code ourselves, do we eventually forget how to imagine entirely new, unprecedented digital architectures?
Wow. If we rely entirely on the universal translator, do we lose the ability to invent new words?
Ah!
That's a wild thought to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. We will see you next time.